Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. My God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. He is worthy of the praise. Praise the Lord. Praise God. My sister, praise God, Mother McCormick, would you look up the scripture that Romans 8:28 through the 31st verse, I think, or 30th verse. Praise the Lord. Are you there?
All right. Yeah, I'm there. Right there. Okay, I'll look at it.
Well, praise God. Bless God. Amen. We thank the Lord for his goodness, kindness, and mercy. He is an awesome God, a phenomenal God. Without him, we can do nothing. We can do all things. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's put me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. He reigns, glory to God. Hallelujah. Over heaven and earth. He knows all things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness, mercy, and grace. Thank God that we can come before the throne of grace boldly. Glory to God to receive what God has for us. In the name of Jesus, thank God, glory to God, for renewed mercy every morning. He is an awesome and a phenomenal God that we can depend on. His word does not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. So we are grateful. And, Father, we bless you tonight as we come before you. We come, glory to God, with attitude of gratitude, humbling ourselves before you. We pray, God, you look upon our hearts, you find anything displeasing in your sight that's in our life that's not right. God, forgive us. God, help us not to be a repeat offender. God, help us to have that desire like never before to seek out your face and seek you first. Glory to God, in all our endeavors and all that we do, as you said, according to Proverbs 3:5-6. Help us like never before to keep looking to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you for being the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. We thank you, glory to God, for in you we live and move and have our plan, our beings. We thank God that you said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Help us to trust your word and stand on it and waver not and not to lean to the left or the right. Help us like never before, glory to God, to know that you are God, that when you send your word out, it will accomplish what you send out and it will not go out void because you are not a God that you should lie. Help us to have ears to hear and obey what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God, we thank you, Lord God, for that love that you give us. Spite of ourselves. God, I thank you. Glory to God, for you are very present help in the time of trouble. God, we want to be like never before when we get to a place to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, that we'll be planted like that tree by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved, and that we will be in a place like never before, that we'll call upon you and hear your voice, and not, glory to God, deviate to the left or the right. Help us to be helpers one to another, bearing one another's burdens. At the time that we're in now with all the things that are going on, help us to hear your word. Thank you for the preached word, the taught word, glory to God, that is going forth. And even for this vessel that you use tonight for the prophet, glory to God, bird, that as you bring forth this word, glory to God, that we will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and obey, glory. Help us to be attentive to your voice, God, when the Holy Spirit is speaking. God, I pray you touch your body, touch your mind, touch, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, the words that will come out of her mouth. God, we thank you that she's already studied and written about the word of truth, that the word is already anointed. So anoint the vessel to carry forth, glory to God, the assignment that you put in her, all, glory to God, to carry out this evening in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, that we'll be in a place, too, that to hear, God, and that we allow the word to do whatever work it needs to do in the inside of us. We pray for those that don't know you in the part of their sins, that, God, they will come to a place, they'll open up their eyes and open up their heart, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh that they receive. And even for those that are backsliding, or that their word will grasp and glory to God, put them under Holy Ghost arrest. And also that we'll be under arrest, glory to God, that are striving to live for you, that we'll turn not back, but we'll be determined to stand fast and hold fast. No reservation, no hesitation, no procrastination, but persistent and pursuing after you like never before. We bless you tonight, and we give glory and honor unto you, because truly you are the God of our salvation and the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us the more to make you Lord in all that we do. Thank you for being a healer and a deliverer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise your name, Jesus. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. We bind Satan up and all of the cohorts, every set up, trap, plot, plan, scheme. Glory to God, to come against these prayers, coming against the, our lives and our families and our church family, our children, our youth, God. We're praying for their deliverance, their healing, their open up their eyes and ears that they may hear, and God, that they can receive your word. Send messages by prayer, God, that we'll receive it in good grounds, that the enemies, glory to God, whatever yoke he has been trying to, glory to God, have their minds distorted to keep them from their destiny. We rebuke, bind, and loose in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us to give the courage to stand and be bold to carry out whatever assignment you've given us to preach and teach and witness of the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to receive none other than evangelist, glory to God, McCormick. Glory to God, will bring forth our scripture reading for tonight. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Hubbard asked me to read the scripture on tonight. And coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, starting from the 28th to the 31st verse, if I'm not mistaken. And it reads, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. For those who he foreknown, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those who he predestinated, he also called. And those who he called, he also justified. And those who he justified, he also glorified. And the last verse says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I have read Romans 8, chapter 28, verse to the 31st verse. Bless the reading of the word. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord. At this time, we thank God for the reading of the scripture in the name of Jesus. Thank God for all those that are just coming on for the Divine Connection prayer line. We praise God for you. Bless the Lord. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves for the introduction of our speaker for tonight. And our speaker, glory to God, will be none other than Prophetess Lillian Bird, a woman of God that we already know that's all walking in the anointing and the power and the authority that God has given us. She's already sought the Lord, glory to God, for find out what he would have her to speak for the body of Christ tonight. We thank God that she's anointed. She does hear from God. We thank God that the Lord will bless and stir up and use her for his glory. And those that don't know, they will know, glory to God, by hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And those that have already been introduced and know what the Spirit of the Lord, we can be attentive even the more so to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through the vessel that God has blessed and ordained to bring forth the word tonight. So we thank God for her that she is anointed and appointed and glory to God and a vessel that God has blessed so tremendously even on this prayer line. And so at this time, without further ado, want to leave space enough for her to just let God have free reign through her tonight to bring forth his word. In Jesus' name we pray. At this time, receive none other than Prophetess Lillian Bird.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am, David. You're my God. You're altogether lovely. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, Lord, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you are my God. Here I am to worship. Oh, here I am, God, to bow down. And here I am to say that you are my God. You are my God, and here I am. Oh, worship the Lord with me. Just worship the Lord with me. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Here I am to bow down. And here I am to say, I got to say, hallelujah, you are, you are, you are, you are my God. You are my God, you are my God. Hey, I love a horse. Dido ramata rabasitia mandore. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, oh Lord, you are my God, you are my God. Here I am, here I am, here I am, God, here I am, here I am, here I am, here I am, here I am to bow down. Here I am to bow down. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, la bosa. Here I am. Here I am. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God praise because he's worthy, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. So we just give him praise tonight. God, we honor you. We give you glory. You are awesome, God. You are right now, God. You are on time, God. And God, if we had 1,000 tongues tonight, we could not honor you enough, dear God. We could not give you enough glory, dear God. So be exalted and high and lifted up tonight, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts, God, be accepted in your sight, dear God, in Jesus' name. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Worthy is the Lamb that gave his life for us. Worthy is the Lamb, dear God. So we honor you tonight, God, and we give you praise, we give you praise. Thank you, God, for watching over us all day and keeping us. Even as we slept last night, Father God, you allowed us to wake up with a sound mind. You allowed us, God, to be a part of this day. You allowed us, God, to be a part of the family of God. And we want to say thank you because we didn't get up on our own, Father God. We got up because you said so. So help us, God, to know that every good and perfect gift come from you, come from above, Father God. So we say thank you tonight. And God, I want to thank you for this opportunity to come before your people and bring the word that you gave me. I pray in the name of Jesus that Lillian die now so that the Spirit of God will be big in me tonight. And what you won't say, let it be said. When you say shut up, help me to shut up, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that your word, when it go out, it will not come back void, that it would accomplish, God, that it's set to go out for. I'm praying you, God, as the word go out, men and women are set free. I pray in the name of Jesus that healing come to our bodies, Father God.
I pray for renewed minds, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray all sickness and diseases got to go in the name of Jesus. You said it in your word, Father God, and we're going to stand on your word. We're praying for prosperity, even as our bodies are healed, that everything we need is going to be met in you tonight. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we continue to praise you with our lips and with our hearts, and that we turn it all over to you because you're worthy and you're able. And so, God, I just thank you tonight for this opportunity to bless your people. You know what they stand in need of, dear God. Have your way. And thank you for Pastor BJ. She's obedient, God, to your voice. She hears you, Father God. And she let go and let God. So, God, I thank you for her reserving this spot for me tonight so that your word can go forth. And, God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah again to the Lord of the Lord and King of Kings, to the great I am, mighty counselor. I'm not going to be long with you tonight. I'm just going to give you the word that God has given me. And we know when it's God, and we know when it's from God, and God knows what we need, and he knows when we need it. So I pray that when this word comes forth, that it just set us free, accomplish everything that it's in us to do tonight. In the name of Jesus. And I know that most of you know that I've been going through with this vertigo for some time, almost a month, and we're almost to the end of this thing because God is faithful. But I was laying in the bed one morning, and I had been in the bed the whole day before, wasn't even able to get up to get nothing to eat. If anybody's ever had vertigo, you know you just can't stand up. Everything is spinning. Everything is going around. And I was only able to get up and go to the bathroom and back in the bed. And this particular day, I'm laying in the bed, and every time I move my head, everything was just spinning, just going around and around and around. And I had prayed, and I know that the saints was praying for me, and I was just doing all I could do. And finally, I just laid there, and I just started saying, Jesus, Jesus, God, I'm tired. Jesus, Jesus, help me. Jesus. That was all I could say. That was all I could do, because that was how I felt. I just didn't feel like praying. I just prayed all I knew to pray. I said all I knew to do. And I'm just laying there, and finally I just laid back on the bed. And as I'm laying there, I hear this voice so clear. And God spoke to me, and he said, stand up. And I thought, stand up. And he said to me again, stand up. I turn over and I sit on the side of the bed, and I waited for things to stop spinning and going around. And when I did, I stood up. I stood up on the word of God. I just stood up. And everything stopped spinning. And I was able to walk to the kitchen and fix me something to eat. And I was sitting down, and God began to speak to me. And he began to just give me my message. I was just sitting there. God is something else. And I want you, if you can, to go with me to Acts 12th chapter. Acts 12, and we're going to start at verse 1.
Now about this time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then was the days of unleavened bread. This is just before the Passover. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, this is one man. They came to bring the message to the Jews. And the Jews was rejecting them. And here's Herod. This Herod was the grandson of Herod the Great. He counted the goodwill of the Jews, though he was desolated, cruel, and unscrupulous. How wonderful that God can spare from his work men like James, whom it was taken so long to train, but doubtless others and high service await them. James, this is the brother of John, who had walked with Jesus, and Jesus had trained them and put his words and thoughts in them. But now it's his time. You know, sometimes great people, when their time is up, it's up. And he had completed his race. And here was Peter with him, who they did not kill, but they put him in prison. But they knew that this man was a man of God, because they had all of these people around him. That was four men, four gods on this one man. But in all, they had 16 soldiers that would confine him. We are somebody in Christ Jesus, and we are somebody to be feared. But look at this. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now they had Peter arrested. They didn't want him to get away, so they thought the more soldiers we have around him, we know we won't lose him, because we're going to do what pleased the people, and we're going to make an example of him too. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Now look here, this man just seen James killed with the sword. But he's able to sleep. He is resting in the Lord. And the Bible says that he was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prisoner. Not only was he sleeping between these two soldiers, y'all, but he was bound up with chains on his arms, on his wrists, and on his legs. This is somebody to be reckoned with. This somebody that they were afraid that was going to get away. And he is laying there, sleep, resting in God. See, sometimes we just need to rest in God. When we've done all we can do, rest in God. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined up the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. and his chains fell from his hand. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. Stand up, Peter, stand up. Hallelujah, stand up. I know what you're going through. I know what's going on, but I need you just to stand up. Sometimes God just wants us to stand up. Y'all just stand up. The battle is not ours. The battle belongs to God. But we got to show up for the fight. He said, stand up. I know you're bound up. I know you're in chains. I know what's going on in your life right now. I know what's going on. But all I need you to do is just stand up. And I'm saying this prophetically to somebody tonight. Get back in the race. I don't care what's going on with you. God knows. And he's just saying to you, show up. Show up. Be present. Know that I'm with you and I'm for you. As I laid in that bed, I've done all I could do. My strength was gone. But in my weakness, God was strong. And he told me in my weakest place, stand up. And he's saying that to somebody tonight. I don't care what's going on in your life. Just show up. Just show up. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. Get up. And bind on thy sandals. Put your shoes on. And so he did, and he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee, hallelujah, and follow me. He even had him to take time with all these soldiers now. You got to know two soldiers laying on the side of him. He was laying in the middle of the soldiers, and they couldn't even be stirred. Two, hallelujah, standing at the door, and they couldn't even move. Hallelujah. When God say let go, they got to let go, baby. When the devil got you bound up, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's drug. I don't care if it's alcohol. I don't even care what you're going through. When God say enough is enough, it's enough. And he'll fight for you. He'll fight for you. Hallelujah. He'll fight for you. And he went out and followed him. And risk not that it was true, which was done by the angels, but thought he was in a vision. He didn't even realize it was happening. He just reacted to the command that the angels placed on him. He didn't have time to think about it. And he thought he was in a dream. He thought he was dreaming. That was what he thought. When they were past the first and the second ward, that night wasn't just remember, it's 16 guards in there. Not just the two at the door, but he's just walking. They passed the first and the second ward, and nobody could touch him. They came unto the iron gate that led unto the city. Listen here. The gate had to open. Hey, it opened up unto them. They didn't have a key. And they did have a key, but it was Jesus. Which opened to them is the gate. They went out and passed on through one street. And forward the angels departed from them. The angels departed. We got to know that God gave us angels. He said, I have angels to take charge over you. And you can kick a rock and it will not even hurt your toes. Hallelujah. That's how God got us stirred about. That's how God got us protected. my God, my God. And when Peter was come to himself, I mean, he was shocked. This was not a dream. Now I know of certainty that the Lord has sent his angels and has delivered me out of the hands of Herod. God will deliver us out of the hands of Satan. He will deliver us out of every circumstance. He will deliver us and take care of us because we are his own. Our Father has not left us helpless. Not only has he given us his word, but also he has given us the Holy Spirit to help our infirmities when we know not how to pray or how we ought to pray or what we have to do according to Romans 8:26. We just need to praise God, our Father. He has promised his people with every possible avenue to ensure their completion and total victory in the life of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has put everything in our lives that we need to sustain us to do what he's called us to do. He didn't leave it to chance. It was not Peter's time. And the enemy could not take him. The enemy had no power or authority over him at that point. And I want you to know tonight that Satan has no power or authority over you in the name of Jesus. Whatever God has appointed you to do, hallelujah, I don't care who the enemy is or what the enemy is trying to do. He can't move you. He can't block you, and he can't stop you. You're going to complete that task that God has before you. We have to understand something, that James was taken not by the will of man, but because his job and his journey was complete. You got to know that. That enemy can't take you out before your time. That enemy can't take you out until you have completed the task that God had before you. If God before you, who can be against you? We got to know whose we are, and we got to rest in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many was gathered together praying. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. But look here. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she heard him just knocking on the door and speaking to her. She opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the door. Hey, saints, Peter is at the door. Peter is at the door. Hallelujah, our prayers have been answered. Peter is at the door. But look how they reacted. And they said unto her, oh, man, oh, you're crazy. Hey, you're crazy. We have not finished praying yet. Sunday. We have not finished praying yet. We're still here praying. It's too early. It ain't happened. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it must be an angel. It must be an angel. I haven't finished praying yet, so We forget about we. The greater one lives in us. Hallelujah. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace and decided. Wait a minute. But Peter continued knocking, and they had opened the door and saw him. They was astonished. They were surprised. Because, see, we don't tell God when to act or how to act. God got us. God can hear us from the first time we pray. But he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declaring to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, this James that he's talking about is the James of Jesus, who is still alive. And no doubt they're hiding somewhere. And no doubt that they are afraid that something is going to happen. And he wanted them to go and assure my brothers that all is well. I'm sure that they were somewhere praying too. They were somewhere praying. And we have to know, listen, that God hears the prayers of the righteous. But how God acts and when he acts is not predicated on whether we'll continue praying or not. It is predicated according to our faith. It's according to our faith. Let's look at Zechariah 4. Zechariah chapter 4. Hallelujah. Now, Zechariah, they're trying to reconstruct the city. They've been in captivity, and this, and the Bible says, and when the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is weakened out of his sleep. They're getting tired. And you know, sometimes we're doing stuff and we don't think nothing is happening, and so we become a little tired. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked and behold a candlestick, all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and its seven lamps thereof, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. And he was seeing that the finished work. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side and the other upon the left side thereof. So here he is thinking about his strength. He's weak. He don't know whether he can go on or not. Faint at heart. And at that very moment now, the angels show up. I want you to know that when you're at your weakest, the angels will show up. We just got to hear what they are saying to us. So he answered the angel that talked with him, saying, my Lord, I'm just going to look at this thing now. Trying to get my computer to move my page up. It finished reading this. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what those be? And he said, no, my Lord. I want to read to you verse 6. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Jerusalem, saying, not by might, listen here, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. God wants us to know that when we are weak, he's strong. God wants us to know that when we are about to give up, he's there. God wants us to know that he is for us and never against us. He said, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Here are the disciples and the church praying for Peter. But God has already answered the prayer because they are relying on their prayers rather than relying on the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. We got to know that God is in charge of everything. He just needs us to show up. He just needs us to be in position. He just needs us to know that we need to be in the fight. He has already heard us, and he is already working for us. He might be weak and flexible as a wick. Now, we're talking about, this is Jerusalem. He is weak, but God is strong. If only his spirit was kindled with the divine fire and fed by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We got to know that God's grace, hallelujah, is upon us and with us, the grace of God and the mercies of God. He is with us and he is for us. We all know how the prophets of Baal tried to cut themselves and make something happen. And nothing happened. And that's sometimes with our works. Just be in place. Know that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. Have faith in God. Having faith in God does not mean that I got to make it happen. Faith in God means that I'm believing God that it's going to happen. And so here was the church still praying. But they could not believe that Peter was free. They had not finished doing what they need to do. So we got to get to that place, let go and let God. I had been praying, laying in my bed for days, going before God, and I know the saints was praying for me too. I know prayers was going up for me. But I couldn't do nothing till I let go. I had to let go. I had to give in. I had to get to that place where I'm saying, ain't nothing else I can say, God. Ain't nothing else I can do. I need you. I'm just calling Jesus. Jesus, that's all I could do. Every time I moved my head, the room was spinning. Every time I tried to sit up, my head would fall down. Every time I moved, I was miserable. And I had to, when I let go, and when I let God, when I did that, then God showed up. Then the angel of the Lord showed up and just spoke to me and said, stand up. Stand up. That's all I want you to do. I want you to stand up. And so I just had to stand up. I just had to stand up and give it to God, and he worked it out because he knew what I needed. He knew I hadn't had no food in a couple of days. He knew that I was tired. I had told him enough, so he already knew it. And he just said to me, just get up. We're going to go to one more person. Hallelujah. We're going to go and talk about Daniel for a little bit. And that's in Daniel 10. We're gonna talk about Daniel. Daniel was praying for the people. it had been 3 weeks since Daniel had eaten anything or took any bread or anything in his body. And he was looking, oh, Shabbat, at the same situation. Some of you looking at the same situation. You've been praying, but you're looking at the same situation. Don't look like nothing is happening. Don't even look like God is listening to you. And you're looking at that same thing, and you continue to pray, and there's no change. It still looks like a helpless situation. And you'll continue to pray. And Daniel was looking at things in the natural. But we got to know that we're just natural beings. That's all we are. There's nothing supernatural about us. But we serve a supernatural God. And we got to just hang on to what God is doing. Because sometimes we don't know what God is doing in the background. And so Daniel continues to pray. And as Daniel is praying, there's other people with Daniel that's praying, and Daniel sees something. He sees a vision, and everybody there with him, and they don't see it. I need to tell you, you're going to see some things, and everybody else ain't going to be able to see it. But you're going to have to know what you see and stand on what you're seeing. Because we serve a supernatural God doing supernatural things. Sometimes you just got to stand. Hey, shout out to the Father. Stand. That word got so in my spirit. Just stand, he said. Just stand. Verses number 5 says, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whom loins was girt with fine gold of upper. His body also was like the berry, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms as his feet like the color to polished brass, and the voice of the words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that was with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them so that they flee. You got to know that a lot of times people ain't going to see what you see. But God will give you the vision. That's why with everything there's a visionary. You know, sometimes we come against a pastor or we come against the leader of something because they see something that we don't see. We got to understand that this walk is a walk of supernatural things happening. And everybody will see what you see. But as a leader over anything, you got to stand on what you see and what you believe. Because the Bible said that Daniel is looking at this vision, and nobody else see it. All men are not going to count with you. But don't be alarmed. Just keep focusing. Just keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. Just know that God is for you. He's more than the whole world against you. You got to keep that foremost in your mind to know it. And it said the vision was great quaking fell upon them so that they flee to hide themselves. Sometimes God will keep the vision from people around you because they might mess it up. Sometimes people ain't going to see what you see because they're going to mess it up. They might talk you out of it. So God will show you things sometimes that he don't show other people. So you can't be alarmed at that. You just got to stand. Stand. Hallelujah. What you believe. Stand. Sometimes you got to stand by yourself, but you just got to stand. And know this is what God said. This is what God told me to do. You know, I stood up.
I didn't know whether I was going to fall or not, but I heard the voice of God. And I knew if I fall down, he's going to catch me. If I fall, I ain't going to get hurt because he told me to stand up. I don't care what this body is feeling. I'm going to do what thus says the Lord, and I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand in faith. I'm going to stand without wavering. I'm going to stand believing God because he said it. I heard the voice of God. When we hear the voice of God, we got to react to what he's saying. Because he is a man that operates in the spirit. When you are weak, he is strong. And we got to know that everything is in him. Oh, Shandorabaki. Because if you don't, you'll get in yourself and you'll think it's you. You're thinking you causing this to happen. You'll be taking God's glory. And he wants you to know it's me, it's by my spirit. And I just need you to stand. I just need you to be in the race. I just need you to believe what I'm saying. I just need you to focus. Hallelujah. And everybody left in the Bible says, they left Daniel and they trying to hide themselves. And he says in Daniel 10:8, he says, therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength. No strength comes in me. That's what God was saying to me. I know you don't have any strength. No strength in me. Till my comeness was turned in me into corruption. And I retained no strength. Sometimes God got to take our strength so that we can know it's him. Sometimes we got to go through something and get on our knees so that we know it's him. Sometimes we got to get to that point where we just cast our cares and concerns upon him because he cared for us. We got to get it out of our hands and give it to God. I was watching in here one day and I was listening to C.C. Wyman. And C.C. said that she kept praying for a son because he wasn't living the way she thought he ought to live. And he wasn't doing what she thought he ought to be doing. And he was hanging out with folks that she didn't think he should be with. And she just kept getting to the point where she just bothering him, you know, and preaching to him and do this and do that. And her husband said to her, leave him alone. Put him in God's hands. Just pray for him. So she had to stand back. Sometimes we need to just get back, stand back and let God. Because everybody got to find God for themselves. Your preaching sometimes might just run them away. Leave them alone. Pray on your knees. Talk to God about it. They can't come unless he's drawn them. He knows the time that he's going to do that. You are not God, and you are not their God. And in fact, you are keeping some things from happening. Because the world can't please you and please God. It can't happen. So she said her husband told her to leave him alone. And so she left him alone. And her son was going to Australia. And she didn't say nothing. She didn't want him to go, but she had taken the advice of her husband and stood back. And so she said her son left, and the guy who he was going to stay with came to pick him up. And so when the guy came to pick him up, he took all his stuff and got in the car, and the guy said to him, well, I'm going to take you home, and I'm going to Bible study. Do you want to come with me? And her son said, yeah, I'll go. and her son went to church with him. And his heart changed. His mind changed. His attitude changed. And he became a witness for God. He stepped into his ministry. Sometimes we need to back up and know our place. We can't do God's job because there is an appointed time for everything. We just got to be in place. We just got to continue to pray without wavering. We just got to stand where God wants us to stand and leave the results to him. That's hard to do sometimes. But that's the thing that we have to do so that they can walk in to what God has for them. In fact, you're not their God. God don't send them and want them to serve you. He wants them to serve him. And so verse number 10, Daniel 10 says this, "Yet heard I the voice of the word, and when I heard the voice of the words, then was I in a deep sleep. On my face, and my face towards the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved." Hallelujah. We are greatly, greatly beloved, thou Father, greatly. He said, "Understand the words that I have spoken unto thee and stand upright." Stand up. Hey, stand up. Ooh, God just keeps saying to me that stand up, stand up. And he said, "And stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent in God's appointed time." And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Glory to God. Then said he unto me, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. From that first day when you decided, I ain't going to eat nothing. From that first day when you said, I'm going to turn the plate over. From the first day when you began to pray and intercede for that thing. The first day. Hallelujah. And to chasten thyself before the Lord, thy word was heard. And I am come for thy word." God heard you the first day. God heard you the first time you prayed for that thing. God heard you. God heard your cries. God hears and feels the infirmities of his people. God know all about it. God know how I was feeling. God knew that I didn't have any strength left in my body. God know that I just kept fighting and pressing, and he wanted me just to be still. Be still and see that I am God. Be still and rest in me. I'll get you up when you need to get up. You probably didn't eat no food that day anyway. You needed to fast a little bit. But I just helped you. But now I know you're hungry. I know you're weak. I know you're tired. I know how you feel. And I have come. Oh, Shabbat. I have come for the word's sake. My word will not come back void. It will accomplish what it set out to do. I come for my word. I come for the word. God wants you to trust him. Just trust him. He going to come for his word's sake. He going to come. His word will not come back void. It's going to accomplish what it's set to do. Just know sometimes we need to be patient and wait on God. It's not in all timing. Just wait on God. He has an appointed time. He has a set time to bring that thing to pass. Wait on God. Hallelujah. It's not by your might. Hallelujah. Shabbaki to the under. It's according to your faithfulness. Hallelujah. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withheld me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Hallelujah. Even this angel needed help of another angel to come and help him against that force that was so strong. We got to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, ruler of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus. We got to know that. But we got to know that we serve one that's stronger than he is. We got to know that we worship one, hallelujah, that knows what we're going through. We got to know that this battle, hararabu, whose son is not yours, is the Lord. He just kept praying. His prayers was already answered. He just had to be in position. He just had to be in place. He just had to keep pursuing. Hallelujah. And in the appointed time, God set the forces, and they overtook, hallelujah, Satan and all of his cohorts and demons and those foul spirits. See, we got demons that's assigned to certain places. We got demons that even is over different climates. We got to know that. There's a demon assigned to you right now. But you got to know without a doubt that his time is up. Hallelujah. You just got to keep praying and believe in God. We just got to stand and fight. Not that we are dethroning him, but the one that we serve is. For the greater one lives in us. He'll fight your battles. Just show up. Just show up. I got to show up. Hallelujah. And he'll do what he needs to do. And I remained there with the king of Persia. He stopped him. He blocked him. He couldn't do nothing else. And now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face towards the ground, and I became dumb. It comes a time when we just got to let go and let God. It comes in that time where we got to believe that whatever we ask of God shall come to pass. Comes a time in each of our lives when we got to know it ain't about me. I'm just doing what God say. He tell us to stand on his word, using God's word on purpose. And prayer is one means of prayer, and it is most effective and accurate means. Jesus says the word, the truth, that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life. That's according to James 6:20-63. In other words, the word is alive. That's what alive. And it's by the Spirit of God. And that God will, at that appointed time, do what only God can do. We just got to trust in and believe that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, that it shall come to pass.
We just got to be faithful. God got this. So I want to say to each of us tonight, just stand. Just stand and believe God. Give it to him. It's not your fight. He already told us the battle is not yours. It's mine. But we got to show up because our weapons of warfare are not carnal but mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. And that weapon is in our mouth. When I began to proclaim what the word of God says, when I stand on that without wavering, and I'm not worried about the outcome. Because some plant, some water, but God himself will get the increase. And we got to know it. I can't do all of it. I want to plant it. I want to water it. And I want to get the increase on that thing. God says, not by your spirit, but by the spirit of God that lives in you. And we can do all things through him that strengthens us. At that moment, God strengthened me. At that moment, the moment that I stood up because I heard him say it, stand up. And as soon as I stood up, he took over. And I could do things that I couldn't do just a few minutes ago. I went in, got my food, come back, sit down, relax. And a few minutes later, I was busy again. But it wasn't quite my time. For whatever reason, God wanted that thing to continue. It was in his timing, not in mine. So I came to that place of relaxing in him. He said, just relax. There is an appointed time. So I'm saying this again. For somebody who is going through something, God will never leave you. God won't forsake you. God have already heard your prayers. God have already gone before you and already got the answer. But you got to be patient. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. Don't let anything rattle you. Just stand on the word of God, believing that if he said it, it shall come to pass. Just stand. Father, we praise you tonight. We give you glory and honor, and we give you thanks. We thank you for hearing our prayers, God. We thank you that you got the answer. We thank you, Father God, that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be bothered with the things going on in this world because the greater one lives in us. We live by your promise. We live by your word. And just like the disciples, God, by the church that was praying, it comes a time when we are weak because we're expecting it to come another way. There's a time when, and I'm not going to say they lost faith, God. The time was off. They even though what they were praying for, they just thought it was coming another way and at another time. But you are faithful. So help us, God, that we know that you know when we are weak. And in those places, you're not throwing rocks at us because you're strong. You didn't even rebuke them, God, for not believing that what they were praying and asking for was going to come to pass. Because you understood. You understand us. You made us. You created us in your likeness. And you know that sometimes as human beings, God, that we are weak. But we thank you, God, that you're strong. And help us, God, to just stand, doing all to stand and standing there for. Because you know what we're wrestling against, and you know it's not flesh and blood. So, Father, I thank you for hearing us tonight. I thank you, God, that your word went forth. And I pray, God, that somebody heard it tonight who needed to hear that and know that they're okay. I pray, Father God, that your word went out and it accomplished what it was sent out to do.
So I thank you for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good. Hallelujah, you are good. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. And I give you praise, honor, and thank you. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise God for the word of God and the woman of God, which was really rich. And glory to God, food for our soul tonight. In Jesus' name, I want to allow her, before we say anything else, to take any prayer requests if they need be. And after that, we will take any remarks. But at this time, the lines are open for anyone that would need it in prayer. Truly, I thank God for using the night to pray strength back to your body, and God restore and replenish the virtue back in. Amen. Anyone have a prayer request? We're going to take it now as a prophet pray. And if you don't have one, we'll take remarks, starting with Apostle Burton. Anyone have a prayer request?
I do.
Okay. So Rachel?
Yes, ma'am. The doctor, they diagnosed me with upper respiratory infection, and they say I have the flu. Y'all keep me up in prayer.
Okay. All right, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Beloved, I wish above all things that thy may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you wish for her to be healed in her body. So I speak healing to that body now in the name of Jesus. God, there's nothing too hard for you. Touch that respiratory system, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that she is healed, whole, and delivered by your power. There's nothing too hard for you. So we come against flu or any other thing in Jesus' name, and we say that the worst have already happened, Father God, and now she's on her way for total healing. So we thank you for your word, God, that you already sent forth to heal that body. We're praying, Father God, for the medications and everything else that she got, that it will work the way it was created to work, and we are wishing her a speedy recovery, God. And we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for healing her body. And we'll stand on your word, and we'll believe in you for total healing. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God in Jesus' name. So while you're coughing, you can mute your phone, and we'll be continuing praying. Don't hang up. Just mute your phone while you're coughing, darling. Of Apostle Burton, then we'll take a... Sister Prophetess Alicia, because I know they probably have to get off the phone shortly, and then anyone else after that, praise God. Apostle Burton.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give God the honor and the praise and the glory for that word. I got so much out of it. I was listening, and I'm like, Lord, you saying something.
Yes.
And as she was talking about Peter, you know how all the soldiers around him and how he was locked down, but when the Holy Spirit spoke to him, he didn't say, how I'm gonna get up out of these chains, don't you see my feet locked down and my arm? He just got up, and I believe as he got up, the chains fell off. And that's what, you know, I'm saying for me. When God speaks, we need to just move and don't try to figure out how it's gonna be done. Just do it, and we're gonna see the chains fall off of us. And then as I was looking at how it said he got up and he walked and everything, as he kept going, sometimes we get locked back down into what God bring us out of, because we start looking at what's going on now instead of keep on looking ahead. And as we look ahead, the chains won't keep coming back and hooking us back up again. That's what I'm seeing. And then as he got to the house where Rhoda was, and they was praying, and they wasn't even believing their own prayer. Sometimes we don't believe our own prayer. Mm-hmm. When things happen, we see it happen, and we're so astonished by it. And why should we be astonished when that's what we're praying for and asking God for? So whatever God is, whatever we praying for, and then when we see God do it, then we need to start rejoicing in the Lord for doing it instead of looking at, I know we continue to pray, but we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord for what he has done anyhow. And then as she got to Daniel, glory to God. How he said, on the first day I heard you. God hear all our prayers. On the first day we start praying.
Amen.
Just because he hadn't moved the way we think he ought to move don't mean he didn't hear us. And I thank the Lord. I said, Lord, you know what? I'm going to learn the more how to move in the Lord and keep on going no matter what it seemed like, no matter how it looked. Because once he loosed the chains, they're off. And we know that he hears us when we pray. So I'm thankful to God for the woman of God that brought forth such a mighty message tonight. And I'm just telling her, keep on going in the Lord. Keep on being loose from all the chains that's trying to hold you down. Because you know he want to keep us from doing what the Lord want us to do. But I thank God for a mighty word and a powerful word tonight. Amen. I bless the Lord for all of y'all. And I thank the Lord for all of y'all that sent finances to for the building of the church. Thank God that it's nobody but the Lord. The building is paid off. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We got enough money. God blessed us instead of December. We got enough money to pay it off a month ahead of time.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we give God the glory for that. And just want to thank God for all of y'all that gave.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory to the Most High God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, that's a testimony. Thank you, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God, everyone. I'm trying to look through my notes right now because this time I have to say I did a lot of writing myself. But I just want to thank God for the word of God. I thank God always for the woman of God and all the women and the ministers and the brother on the line. And I have to say for me what really stood out. Everything that Apostle just said, of course, was what I was thinking of. Even having to, sometimes you got to go back and remind yourself, even though there's things that you already know, which is God is on his own timeline. Going back to what Apostle was just saying, you know, you're praying and you're praying and praying and you believe in God. And then when the thing happens, you know, it's almost like you didn't believe your own prayer. But then at the same time, you're praying and praying, believing and trusting in God. But then at the same time, you're also, I know Apostle didn't, Prophet didn't touch on it. I was getting out of it. Sometimes for me, complaining, well, how come it hasn't happened yet? What's going on? And that got me to the part where she was talking about Zechariah and getting tired. And then knowing that we got to, I love what you said, is stand up, get back in the race, get back on, you know, I heard, you know, my mother said many times, Prophetess Hubbard, you know, get back on your post. And so I thank and praise God for that word today because it just reminded me, you know, that, you know, to keep the prayers going and keep trusting and keep believing God, but knowing that he heard my prayer the first time and that there's nothing unaware to him and that his word is gone already out. So it's not going to return void. Whatever he said is the plan, whatever. Supposed to take place, it is going to take place. I just got to walk through it. I just got to keep moving and keep standing and not giving up on it. So I really thank and praise God for that refreshing word on tonight. And I didn't even realize how much I really needed that again. So I just want to thank and praise God for that. And just thank God for how he's continued to keep you and protecting you. I wish I was there with you trying to help you go through what you're going through.
My Lord, yes.
And I know he's going to continue to keep you and continue to pray for God's healing. And I just, again, just thank you for being able to hear that word on tonight and to be able to deliver it to us. And I appreciate it, and God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gents, we've got to keep it rolling now.
Praise
Amen. Prophet, I just, Prophet Bird, I just thank God for the word. Amen. Amen. You went through what you went through because God is now going to send you to a higher level and a deeper depth in him. Thing, he's going to enlarge a territory. Things are going to get greater from this point on. And when you said it's done, you're out, it's out. It's a done deal. And I feel it in the spirit. It's done. No more. There's something greater that's about to take place. And I like it. When you said, I thought about that it was done before the foundations of the world when you were talking. And I just thank God about that. And when you were talking about quadrants, I mean, you think about a quadrant, it could be like even 20 people in one group. There was four groups. But even for quadrants, the darkness can't overshadow the light. Everybody are like dead men when the glory of God comes. You can't move, you're asleep, all kinds of stuff. But it was simple and easy when an angel came. And I believe there's one more thing. Oh, and he also commanded because Peter escaped, of course, by the Holy Ghost, those squadron of soldiers, he commanded all of them to be killed. Ain't that something? God don't do that. That's evil. Amen. Thank you for the word. That was awesome.
Praise God. And I received that word, too. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Pastor BJ, was you waiting on someone else to speak?
No, I'm waiting for y'all just to keep it rolling. You know, I don't like spaces, so you're doing
great.
Go ahead.
Lord. Let me give glory and honor to God and thank and praise God for the wonderful message that I heard, because I put my head down on the pillow and I was out, okay, just that fast. But I want to thank and praise God for the portion that I did hear, and I thank and praise God for God giving the woman of God, Prophetess Bird, the strength, praise God, to bring forth this manna. And I just appreciate, praise God, how smooth it was, how wonderful it was. I thank and praise God. I heard the end of, praise God, how God delivered Peter, praise God, and how he sent the angel, and the angel came, and praise God, how the chains, they were loose from Peter, praise God, and he wound up, praise God, at the door where they were praying. So I thank and praise God for that. And I pray, praise God. I thank and praise God for the example of Daniel, praise God. And I like that. I heard, I believe it was Prophet Burton say that on the first day I heard you, and that's what the angel said to, praise God, Daniel, that God heard Daniel's prayer the first day he prayed, but the angel had to deal with that prince of Persia. And had to send for Michael the archangel, yes, in Jesus' name. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that God has given us angels as well, praise God. And we can put them, praise God, on duty to fight on our behalf. So, woman of God, I'm praying that God will bless you and grant you, praise God, the healing, just what you was telling us, to stand firm on the word of God, praise God, to trust God. It's not your fight, and I love it because it reminded me of the message I was given, praise God. God knows how to deal with the enemy, praise God, your enemy.
and that's the enemy of affliction. Praise God. And I thank and praise God that he's already given you, praise God, what pertains to life and godliness, and he's going to bring about, praise God, every bit of his word in your life. And I thank and praise God. I just thank and praise God for you. Some things happen to distract us and try to get us off course, but the devil is a liar. And I pray that God will cancel every plot, every scheme, every trap, every thing the enemy tried to throw in our way as people of God, as children of God, as family members. We pray that it is void, null, and no weapon formed against any of you shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. So I pray that prayer for you, Prophetess Bird. And I just thank and praise God. I like that. And I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to get off this line. But you were saying stand, praise God, on the word of God, obey, which and just stand obeying the word of God. Stand, praise God, trust God. It's not your fight. I heard you say that. You said we've got to remain faithful. God is a faithful God, but we've got to remain faithful. And you better not back down. And I love it how you point it out. When God speaks and tell you to do something, you just obey God. Hallelujah. He'll give you the strength that it takes because he knows what you're going through. Praise God, better than any of us. But I pray that God will deliver, give you complete deliverance because I, for whatever reason, I just need to pray more, praise God, and intercede more for people that are going through bouts of vertigo because I had some of that today again in the name of Jesus. But I said, you ain't staying here. Don't come out for a visit. I told the devil this weekend, he was trying to give me a headache. I said, devil, you're a liar. You're not going to stop by here for no momentary visit. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for you, Prophetess Bird. You always bless me as you give that word. You got a mighty, excellent word in Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God, and continue to God manifest complete deliverance in your life and continue to carry out that good word. And as I believe it was Pastor Sims say, live long and be prosperous, praise God, and continue preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I love you, dear God. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, Professor Bird. I thank God for using you so mighty tonight. Because the word that he gave you, Jesus, people need to take heed. It's something I like when you said, God will deliver you. A lot of people don't believe that. They need to hear that. And I just enjoy when I hear you speak like that because I know God is using you through those words. And when you say, when you pray, you must believe, man. A lot of people, why do you think when those people was praying for Peter? It's the same thing you find people today. They're praying, but they still don't believe because when you pray and you believe, baby, you pray and then you step off because you know it's got to come because who you praying to? The creator of all things. So I am so thankful that God used you so powerful tonight. And I ask the Lord to continue to use you, mighty prophetess. God, we do need prophetess in this world today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank the Lord for using you again. Bye-bye.
Praise
there.
God.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Bird. I just thank God and praise God for the remnant word of God that you brought forth to that. It really blessed me because, as you said, we got to stand still and rest in God. And then we got to believe God and his word. But we got to stand and start wavering and trust God and his word. So that was a remnant word for God. From God. I just thank you and I just praise you and I pray that God continue to heal your body and continue to take you up to higher heights and deeper depths in him. Thank you and I love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Bird. I thank God for you on tonight. I thank God for how you was talking about stand up. I know what you are going through. I thank God for that. It was just so good. It was kind of running into some things, and I had to just, I just said, God, I thank you, because it was running into something that I was, you know, for next week. But I just thank God for that word, you know, being on one accord, you know, and I thank God for that. I thank God for how you were saying we got to know that God will show up. We got to know it. We got to have that faith in God. And and believe that it will happen. It will happen. And let go and let God. And also you were saying sometimes we just have to just leave things alone. You know, sometimes we just, sometimes I just got to just leave it alone and just let God work it out, because in his appointed time, he will work it out, because he's an on-time God. So I just thank God for you. Always enjoy talking to you. Always enjoy that God is doing a great work in your life. And you going through the vertigo, I feel like I'll be always telling Pastor Hubbard, vertigo has got to go. It's going to go, and it's going to never come back. Mm-hmm. I thank God. I was thinking back on the other day. I said, I had that one time. But I thank God for my deliverance, and I know God is already delivered you. You already delivered right now. So I just, as you were talking a while ago, I said, get excited about your blessing, because you already been delivered. Thank God for you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you.
Sister Noel, you already gone?
This is Pastor Sim.
Okay, then praise the Lord. I know I had my other sister on the line. I thought she was still there. But okay, Pastor Sim, go ahead, darling.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Prophet Bird, we thank you for that word that you gave us. There were so many sermons in it, like Pastor Burton said, there was so much food in that. It's just food for the soul. And I thank God for you as we have watched God deliver you from one thing to the other, as he has me. But you know that the word of God is true. And you said in your message tonight that it will not return to you void. And if you believe and you have faith and you hold on to it, you're already out. You already healed. You just keep lifting up, and you just keep believing that word and your testimony, even in the situation that you were in with the vertigo and all that. You still praising, uplifting, and giving God the glory. And we thank you tonight for that very, very powerful message that you brought to us. And my sister has already said, but I'll say it again, live long and prosper in the kingdom way. God bless you.
Great.
I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. I thank and praise God for that word too, Pastor Bird. I came on late, but I thank and praise God for what my ears heard. I thank and praise God. You know, when I came in, I heard stand, and that's something God speaks to me all the time. And that's something we all have to do. But we can't just stand. We have to stand in the strength of God. You know, and while we stand, we got to just wait on God. Because I heard someone say, you know, God does things at his timing, according to his timing. And we don't know how long or how short that's going to be. But we have to be willing to stand no matter what. And the only way we're going to stand is by trusting God and trusting the promises, because every promise he made, he's going to do it. And we just got to stand and trust God for everything, and especially his promises, and all that's still the word of God. And I thank God for your healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. No one else at this time? Praise God. Well, there is not much for me to say now. So I am going to just thank God, because you already know. I'll be talking to you about it later and afterwards, and thanking God for a great move of God, because all the bases have already been covered of what God has blessed and said, and Lord definitely used you mightily and fed our spirit so wonderfully. So I am just thanking God, glory to God, as you know, told us that the battle is not ours. And the weapons, glory to God, are not carnal that God has given us. So we have to use those weapons, and we have to continue to stand on his word and know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So glory to God. It's all about trust and having faith in the Lord. Father, we ask you to bless our sister, our restore, glory right back in the virtue in her body. Continue to strengthen her and encourage her. Bind up any attacks that will try to come against her tonight, tomorrow, the next day, or however. We plead the blood of Jesus as the word has been spoken. The healing has already been done at Calvary, and we speak it as it is. So now it just needs to be manifest even the more. So we know, glory to God, you told us that we have power to bind up the hand of the enemy and loose it from its assignment. Pray that she continue to be encouraged and revelation knowledge continue. The Rhema and Logos word continue to flow up out of her in the name of Jesus. And what weapons are formed, they're not going to prosper to accomplish anything that it meant to do, no matter what. And we bind the lingering spirit and bind the transferring spirits and reoccurrence of spirits right now in Jesus' name. Pray blessings upon this congregation of people that have joined together for us to come together for to hear the word of the Lord tonight, that it will not go out void. We take it in. I pray our faith be increased even in the more as we hold fast to the word as it comes each night and even this night, God. And let us not just hide it in our heart that we won't sin against you, but also be able to throw it out to share that we have, not just to can all we can and can. We got to make sure that we are able to release it back into somebody's life too as well that may bring healing, deliverance, or salvation, encouragement, or whatever it may be at that time. I bless the Lord, and we give him glory, covers all under the blood. Dispatch your angels in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next speaker, before I go any further, let me go ahead and let the prophetess go and have a remark, and then we'll give you who the next speaker is for the next 3 weeks. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, receive none other than our own prophetess Bird for her remarks.
Praise God. I just thank everybody for the remarks tonight. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we all go about our week just giving God praise and believing that whatever we can ask or think, it's already done in Jesus' name. And I'm so blessed with that testimony of Pastor Burton's tonight that building is paid off. God is so faithful. And he is faithful that same way in our lives. We just got to stand. That's all I can say. We got to stand on his word and believe what he says shall come to pass. And in this life, we are going to have obstacles and things to come against us, but we got to always remember that if God is for us, he's more than the whole world against us. So thank you so much and be blessed. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for that. Amen. And also our next speaker will be Minister McCormick, evangelist, will be on the first Sunday. She will be speaking. And then on the second Sunday will be Pastor Sims. On that third week, I didn't get back like I told you I was, to check with Evangelist Noel to confirm whether that third Sunday her and myself will be on tag team or not. But however it is, if she's available, we'll both be on. If not, then I'll be on, and then we'll set her up another time. But I need to confirm with her because I hadn't, and I told you that I wasn't. It flipped my mind. So praise God. So much is going on, but I give God glory and praise and honor in the name of Jesus. And I really thank God for all of you that came on tonight. Praise the Lord and listen to the word. Someone, 0987, I just saw your line. It wasn't open at first. Do you have a remark? Your last 4 digits of your phone number. If not, then praise God. I try to give everybody an opportunity if they have a remark or something they would like to share that the Lord blessed in the word. So with that, if there is not anything else for tonight, pray all of you had a marvelous and wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank God that we can all come back together enjoying the Lord and worshiping him. Because every day is the Lord's day to give thanks. But thank God for the country saying, okay, we're going to celebrate the time of Thanksgiving, but help us to always give thanks unto the Lord and pray without ceasing. Cover each other under the blood. And the Lord say the same. Monday night prayer at 7 o'clock, the Lord say the same. Those that would like to continue to join us on tomorrow night at 7 and continuously, then you are welcome to do so. Bless the Lord. If there is not anything else to be said, we glorify the Lord again for the word and for the speaker of the hour. And God continue to bless and cover you all under the blood. And have a blessed, wonderful
week and look forward to hearing from those tomorrow that will join us, and angels be in camp. We love you. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Love you. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen and shalom.
Love you. Love you.
Glory be unto the mighty God. What a mighty God. And we serve him. Amen. He reigns.
Amen.
Giving thanks unto him.